It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Don't do that to me. I thought we were friends.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, or the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. You know what to do. Like what you see, what you hear. Hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. A great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at all the usual spots of podcast land, like iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or, of course, right here on YouTube for the video versions. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today, once again, I get to catch up with Hilary Duff. We're back with Season 2 of How I Met Your Father on Hulu. The gang's all back, still in their late 20s, early 30s. So, you know, their lives, they're not exactly put together yet. They're still a bit of a mess, and we get to enjoy their mess, the hijinks that ensue. Of course, all the red herrings as well. Who will the father be by the end of the story, whenever that is, far down the line with seasons? We don't know that. Sophie's also been on a bit of a hunt for her own father. So a bit of a dual story that we're going to get into. But what's really fun, beyond all of that, is now on this second season, getting to see who all is going to pop up. We have the legacy cast. You know, Robin was the last time. We've already seen Barney this time. Neil Patrick Harris is there. Megan Trainor in the second episode. Her and Hilary Duff are big friends in real life, too. In fact, we get to talk about that. We get to talk about a bit of a wish list of who they would love to have as a guest, and so much more. It's sort of like, where will this story go? You know, where does she want to see it go? And why do I keep feeling like there's more connections to Sex and the City than intended? All that's in there. We'll even jump back in the time machine for just a little bit of time, too. So let's go ahead and do this. We're talking Season 2 of How I Met Your Father on Hulu. It's Kyle Meredith with Hilary Duff.
Hi, how you doing?
Let me say, it's been so much fun seeing the gang back together in this second season of How I Met Your Father.
Thank you.
Everybody still seems like they're a big mess as always. And I mean that in the most endearing way, by the way.
Well, we're trying to keep our TV show on the air, you know? We can't get our shit together that quickly.
Does it feel like the, you know, like your character, the rug is pulled out from them at every turn?
Yes. I mean, I feel like that is very much what Sophie's struggle is, but she's not like, she's not like a poor me, but she just finds herself in these situations, you know, in these predicaments where things just aren't really always working in her favor. But she's very open to letting it happen again. You know, she doesn't really let it get her down. And I love that attitude. Is she's like, she's open to succeed and she's open to fail. And that's a scary area, like that's a scary zone to live in. And she does it well.
Yeah, she keeps the optimism and surprising through the entire season.
Yes, even when she shouldn't. Even when someone should be like, girl, stay home. Give yourself a couple days. She doesn't.
Well, especially, you know, with a show like this, seeing the last season, of course, knowing that the show that it was built on, like, this is probably one of those unanswerable questions, but like, there, how many red herrings are just floating around at all times trying to throw us off the track?
I think a lot. You know, I think that our creators have done a really good job of creating ways for them to finagle new people in there as well. You know, like we heard on the very first episode, like the night I met your father was in the room this night. But now we've shot multiple flashbacks of different parts of that room that we didn't see in the first episode. And, you know, they come off of This Is Us. So they're like timeline geniuses. And I think that they're messing with all of us. And as a cast, we've like collectively just given up and thrown our hands up. We're like, well, we guess we'll find out when everybody else does, or slightly before. Right. But I don't know. I don't even know if they know, to be honest. I think that they're riding the wave of adventure and opportunity. And, you know, it's easy to like read a fan form and be like, yes, it makes sense that it's Sid. But it could be Josh Peck. Like, we don't know.
Well, it is fun to kind of keep up with that. Or just to, as you say, kind of put the hands up and go along for the ride. And
and
seeing how you are including everybody. I mean, let's talk a little bit about the guest list on this. I mean, we've seen Meghan Trainor. Michael McDonald is on here.
Yes.
Do you all put together a wish list
at
all?
People.
Right.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Tien said something earlier that was so genius, that would be just like epic, would be she thinks that Jennifer Coolidge should play her and Jesse's mom. And I was like, oh my God, Jennifer Coolidge and Io and mom. Yes, we so funny.
Speaking of riding waves, she's riding one. Yeah, perfect time.
I know. I keep saying, everyone keeps asking me, obviously, because she played my stepmom in Cinderella Story. And I'm like, it's so cool to watch what her career has turned into in the past year. It's just incredible.
And we'll be right back right after this. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Hilary Duff. Well, and I mentioned Meghan Trainor. I mean, that's such a fun little episode too. And then to read
also,
that, you know,
like
she's
Meghan,
pregnant now.
She's such a great friend. Way to announce your pregnancy the day before we drop our episode with you having a baby. I was like, Meghan, you know what? You marketing goddess, you get it.
It's sort of like a gender reveal party in a way. And like, yeah.
She's great. I was so lucky that she was down to come on and play. And she had never filmed a show before. So she was really excited. And she's a friend of mine. And it's always nice when you can work with a friend, you know?
Especially, I mean, having even the musical backgrounds. And of course, we get that even with the Meredith arc this time around. Like, I don't know how much you sort of think on that side of thing, but do you get to play around with your musical life in these ways, in these moments?
I don't know if I really, I guess I'm happy I can, you know, carry a tune when they ask me to sing, but I'm really not trying to sing as I would as Hillary, you know, because Sophie is Sophie. And, you know, in this moment, she's using this as a tool to save herself in this situation, but she's, you know, she's such a goofball, man. She just fails. She tries and she fails. And so I obviously didn't want to completely like botch the song, but it's supposed to be a funny moment. And then Josh comes in and, you know, doubles down on the whole thing. It's just such a funny, funny scene. And I do love the way they incorporate, you know, things of my life, if it's dancing or singing, or, you know, clips from Lizzie McGuire. Like, they're kind of genius. And it's very fun to play with my past right now in this show.
Did you know that they were going to do that, the Lizzie the clip?
Yes, they asked me if I was down for that, and I was 100% always inclusive of Lizzie. So,
of course, I also got to bring up, you know, it seems like it's now starting to be maybe a tradition that we have a little bit of the legacy cast drop in. This time we get Neil Patrick Harris, as you teased at the beginning of the season. Do you get a sense from them of what it's like to put the clothes back on?
You know, when Kobe came on and when he came on, these people are just like, they know what's up. They know how to do this. They did this for 9 years. So I could imagine it's easy for them to step into this, you know? And I guess if someone had me play Kelsey on Younger tomorrow, like, and put the clothes on, I would do it, you know? And so it's just lovely that a lot of the same crew is the crew from How I Met Your Mother. And like our director, Pam Fryman, and a lot of our producers, they were on How I Met Your Mother. And so seeing them all together, it kind of makes you realize that like, they had something special. We're all new, you know, new relationships, new people. We're having a lot of fun, but like that's a 9-year relationship. So it's just really cool to see and like a little intimidating in the best way possible. You know, when Neil came on, he had 4 pages of dialogue. And, you know, he just breezed through it in the most Barney/NPH fashion and was just like so handsome and so charming and all the things that it's cool. And I'm assuming our dream is to have all of the original cast come on, but, you know, doing it in a way that's really smart and clever.
Well, it's been fun so far. And seeing Neil do Barney, I mean, that's.
Come on.
It's hilarious what you guys got him doing in that episode.
He just turns it on and gets in his body and you're like, Barney, what? It's so cool. It's so cool.
You know, speaking of fan theories, I feel like it's going to explode later on because the ties to Sex and the City are just getting deeper. And I'm not going to go too spoilery on here, but it's starting to make me wonder if you guys are doing that on purpose.
I don't think so. That's a question for Isaac. I don't think so, but... Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to make a phone call in my direction, you know?
A little reciprocal thing?
Come on, Darren.
Yeah,
come
right.
on,
yeah.
SJP.
And I did want to hit the soundtrack too as well. Like, sure you get the electric slide, which is fun. Like, which is the thing is like, does everybody automatically know that? Did you have to teach that to anyone?
Are you kidding me? I had to like spend a Sunday, a good hour and a half of my Sunday on YouTube learning the electric slide.
Really?
Alone in my bedroom. Yes. Yes. And then I had Francia help me with some of it too. I was like, because she's the real dancer in the group. Oh my God. The things that we do on this show, there's definitely times where I'm like on YouTube looking at a tutorial.
See, I really did think that's one of those things they brought up. Was like, does everybody know this? That's so we're going to do that one.
Oh, if everyone was like, we're going to like two-step, I could do that. Not the electric slide.
Not the electric slide. Yet everybody pulled it off. But even with that, I mean, When a Man Loves a Woman is, you know, Head and the Heart's on here. There's a great cover if it makes you happy. Like, I know a lot of this stuff happens in post.
Oh my God, how lovely was that cover of If It Makes You Happy?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I loved that moment. I was like, what a choice. I don't know who was covering it, but it was good.
You think I'd have written that down if I'm doing my research, but I did not.
How dare you?
But I, you know, I was what I guess I was going to get at there is knowing a lot of that stuff does happen in post. Like, do they ever work that in? I guess as you're shooting or in the rehearsals or anything, do you get those? You know, this is what's going to be playing to help out in any way.
No, I think sometimes when they get a song cleared, like didn't we do a really great Cure song somewhere too? But when they get it cleared, they get excited and they come and tell us like, oh, we cleared this song for that moment. And we're like, ah, that's so cool. But in the, you know, when we're shooting, no, like it's funny. Everyone's job here is just so important. Everyone's department kind of comes together like these puzzle pieces and music being a big one of those that we don't necessarily have on the day. We're just doing it and it feels special enough because our scripts are good, but then they add the music element on top or they edit it in a certain way. And you're like, man, everyone's job is important.
Well, it's not every show pulls it off, and I feel like the soundtrack is sort of its own little character. Mm-hmm. In this show, it's done yeah. so well. My compliments
especially
to your music
with
supervisor.
The, like the nostalgia of like, I mean, even the train song from season mm-hmm. one. Like no one doesn't know that song or like have a memory of that song.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, moments. Which, by the way, I only noticed a while ago. It's 20th anniversary of the hit clips when you did that, but not that that has anything to do with this. But
oh, don't say 20 years ago. Don't do that to me. I thought we were friends.
Well, that's where I'll have to leave you too. So this is where I'm going to have to leave you.
Gosh, I wonder if we're going to speak next season.
Oh, well, we'll see. I'm hopeful. Listen, seriously, congratulations. It's so much fun seeing the gang back together. I will look forward to doing this next season once again.
Me too. Thank you so much.
And my thanks to Hilary Duff. The new season of How I Met Your Father, currently happening right now on Hulu. And if you want to hear more Hilary Duff, dive further into this podcast series, into the Kyle Meredith Witt series. We talked just last season as well, when it was the whole series was just starting with How I Met Your Father, but we also got to talk much more about her own music. So just search Kyle Meredith with Hilary Duff. Thanks to you for checking out the episode and the series. Please do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. You do that, I'll give you a new interview every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday so you can keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a shows Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All three of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.